Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Sefer Ki Ata Imadi brings a story of a young rabbinical student who came to Rabbi Label Kuttner for Chizuk. He and some of his friends had just lost a lot of money in an investment. And he said, "My friends are so careful with everything in religion. They give ma'aser from everything they make. They learn. They help people. How could this happen to them?" The rabbi replied, "Let me explain something to you about emunah. Hashem himself told Yaakov Avinu, 'Hetev etiv imach.' He used a double expression that he is going to give him good. But we find Yaakov lived such a difficult life. How could that be after Hashem's promise? Obviously, Hashem knows what's good for us better than we do. Hashem knows what we need in this world to be successful. What Yaakov went through was good for him. It benefited him, his children, and the entire Klal Yisrael until the end of time. We don't know what real good is. Only Hashem does." The Dibrei Chaim from Sanz brings the Mishnah in Masechet Berachot, which tells us, we are supposed to thank Hashem no matter what happens to us. And the words the Mishnah uses are, Have modeh lo b'mod me'od. Thank him a lot, a lot. And the rabbi asked, why does the Mishnah use the double expression? He explained, people say, if Hashem would have given me wealth and success, I would have had the right frame of mind to serve him better. But now that he gave me what he did, I'll accept it with love, but I'm not able to do as much as I would have been able to had it been a different way. But the rabbi said, that is the wrong approach. Someone who really knows Hashem says, Hashem has given me the exact life that I need to do my purpose here. If it would have been any other way, I would not have been able to reach my real potential. And therefore, the Mishnah is teaching us, whatever situation a person finds himself in, he should thank Hashem very, very much for it. Because if it happened, then it's the best possible situation we could be in. And therefore, we should always be in the right frame of mind to serve Hashem the best we can. We find people who survived dangerous situations making a se'udah toda'ah, a special meal to thank Hashem for being saved. And rightfully so. But in truth, the thank you is not only for the salvation. It's for the dangerous situation that preceded it as well. Whatever we experience, we are to thank Hashem for. Because if it happened, it's because we needed it. When Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro to let the Jewish people go, Paro made their workload much harder than before, to the point that Moshe went back to Hashem and asked, Lama hare'ota la'amazeh? Why are you doing bad to these people? And Hashem replied, Ani Hashem, I am Yudke Vavke, I'm all mercy. Nothing bad is happening here. The extra work is a blessing. The Jewish people were on the 49th level of Tumah. If they stayed in Egypt any longer than they did, they would have sunk into a level of no return. So Hashem added to their workload to get them out earlier. We don't know all the calculations of Hashem, but we have to trust everything he's doing is always to help us. The Rishon LeZion, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef Shalita, told over the following story about his father, Chacham Obadiah Zatzal. The rabbi lived a full life, and Baruch Hashem, he and his Rebbetzin had 11 righteous children. But before he married his Rebbetzin, there was another shiduch that almost came to fruition. The rabbi was engaged, and 1 week before the wedding, a religious issue was brought up, and the girl wasn't sure if she was on the level of the rabbi, and she ended up breaking off the wedding. That must have been devastating. A few years before the rabbi passed away, an elderly woman came knocking on his door and told his attendant that she was the rabbi's first shidduch. Can she please see him? The attendant brought her in, and she told the rabbi how difficult her life was and her financial situation now is terrible. Could he please help her with tzedakah? He told the attendant, make sure that she gets all the money that she needs for her necessities, and he helped her. And as she was leaving, she turned around and told the rabbi, you have great mazal that you didn't marry me. After I got married, I found out that I was incapable of having children, and I never had any. Imagine what the world would have been, what the world would have lost if he married her. We don't understand why things happen in life, but we must always believe everything is for the best. Sometimes we see it now, sometimes we see it 80 years later, and sometimes not till after 120. But if we believe it, we'll always be able to be happy and reach high levels in Emunah. Have a great day.